This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Reliance Jio, the telecom unit of Reliance Industries Limited, has sold a 9.99% stake to US tech giant Facebook for $5.7 billion, or ₹43,574 crore, in a deal that puts the pre-money enterprise value of Jio platforms at ₹4.62 lakh crore. The multi-billion dollar deal will make Facebook the largest minority shareholder in Jio Platforms Limited, calling the partnership unprecedented in many ways. RIL said this is the largest investment for a minority stake by a technology company anywhere in the world and the largest FDI in the technology sector in India. The partnership will help RIL reduce its debt burden while it will help Facebook get a firm foothold in a fast-growing and massive market. The social media giant said it would focus on collaborating its messaging platform WhatsApp with Reliance e-commerce venture JioMart to enable people to connect with small businesses. Commenting on the partnership with Facebook, RIL chairman Mukesh Ambani said, "When Reliance launched Jio in 2016, we were driven by the dream of India's digital Sarvodaya, India's inclusive digital rise, to improve the quality of life of every single Indian and to propel India as the world's leading digital society. All of us at Reliance are therefore humbled by the opportunity to welcome Facebook as our long-term partner in continuing to grow and transform the digital ecosystem of India for the benefit of all Indians." The synergy between Jio and Facebook will help realize Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi's Digital India mission with its two ambitious goals: ease of living and ease of doing business for every single category of Indian people without exception. In the post-corona era, I'm confident of India's economic recovery and resurgence in the shortest period of time. The partnership will surely make an important contribution to this transformation, he added. In a Facebook post, Mark Zuckerberg said one focus of the collaboration with Jio will be creating new ways for people and businesses to operate more effectively in the growing digital economy. For instance, by bringing together JioMart, Jio's small business initiative, with the power of WhatsApp, we can enable people to connect with businesses, shop, and ultimately purchase products in a seamless mobile experience. Jio Platforms, Reliance Retail Limited, and WhatsApp have also entered into a commercial partnership agreement to further accelerate Reliance Retail's new commerce business on the JioMart platform using WhatsApp and to support small businesses on WhatsApp, the two companies have announced. US President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he had ordered the US military to attack and destroy any Iranian vessel that harasses US Navy ships. "I've instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea," Trump said on Twitter. The order came 1 week after 11 small armed Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps speedboats swarmed around US Navy and Coast Guard ships in international waters in the Northern Gulf. The incident took place while the US vessels were engaged in exercises as part of their patrols in the region. No shots were fired, but the Pentagon said the Iranians engaged in dangerous and provocative actions that risked collision or worse. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps boats repeatedly crossed the bows and sterns of the US vessels at extremely close range and high speeds, coming at one point within 10 yards of the bow of one. The much smaller IRGC Navy vessels ignored warnings from the US ships for about 1 hour, before finally responding to radio communications and then leaving, the US side said. On Sunday, the Revolutionary Guards accused the US Navy of unprofessional and provocative behavior that had interfered with their own exercises, according to Mehr News Agency. Trump's statement followed Tehran's announcement on Wednesday of its first successful launch of a military satellite. And Joe Biden's presidential campaign said on Wednesday that it has refunded a $2,800 donation from Louis C.K., a comedian and writer whose career was derailed after five women accused him of sexual misconduct. The comedian, whose real name is Louis Zekeli, donated to Biden on March 4, according to Federal Election Commission records. The donation was made the day after the former vice president's commanding win in more than a dozen Super Tuesday contests put him on the path to becoming the presumptive Democratic nominee to take on President Donald Trump. A Biden campaign spokesman said the contribution has since been refunded, which will be reflected in his next report filed in May. The spokesman declined to comment further. Zekely did not immediately respond to an email on Wednesday requesting comment, and a publicist who once represented him also did not immediately respond to a message. The New York Times in 2017 published an investigation in which five women, four of whom spoke on the record, detailed misconduct by the comedian in the late 1990s and in the early 2000s. Some of the women said he abruptly began masturbating in front of them. One said he requested to do so, but she refused his request. Another said she could tell he was masturbating while speaking on the phone with her. Zekely later said that their stories were true and that he was remorseful of his actions, but the fallout was swift. FX networks quickly dumped him from shows he was part of. Netflix scrapped plans for a stand-up special, and the release of his feature film I Love You, Daddy was shelved. HBO also removed his work from its on-demand video streaming service. Presidential campaigns typically vet who donates to their campaigns and often return contributions from figures who could pose a problem. Over the past few days, a video conferencing service going by the name Say Namaste started doing the rounds on WhatsApp groups and Twitter circles. The service was pegged as the Indian government's official video conferencing app made in and for Indian users, enterprise and personal alike. This, though, is only partially true. I had posted about publishing a pre-beta version of our own video conferencing app on my personal Facebook account. Overnight, it went viral. We were expecting a few hundred users to test our service, with most being friends and family. Instead, we are now crossing over 500,000 users within just a few days, and our service is still in beta, says Anuj Garg, co-founder and CEO of Inscripts, the company that built Say Namaste. Garg and his team built the app in 2 days while working from home in a bid to cash in on the demand for video conferencing tools. Say Namaste, he says, was a nod towards the present times of avoiding physical contact and, more importantly, Indianized the video conferencing tool to connect better with the audience, and connect it did. However, contrary to the WhatsApp messages about Say Namaste being an official app put forth by the Indian government, that is not the case. The app was built privately by Garg and his team of 50-odd developers at his Inscripts team, and there have been no interaction or inputs from the government. It is a positive thing, and we are happy that so many people are actually talking about us right now. We would, of course, be happy to work more closely with the government, but all of that is in the future, says Garg. He affirms that Say Namaste will be one of the participants in the Innovation Challenge hosted by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, which would award the eventual winning startup a sum of Rs. 1 crore to offer its services for official government purposes. For this, and taking cues from the predicaments being faced by Zoom right now, the onus will be on Say Namaste to make its platform as secure as possible. And it is this that Garg says his focus is on now. Garg believes that it is unfair to compare such a startup with a service like Zoom, which is valued at billions of dollars. Say Namaste is, as of now, available only in the web app in its beta form, but has submitted its mobile apps for Android and iOS for review by Google and Apple to their respective app stores. Garg believes that a stable launch should be possible in the coming weeks, which may coincide with the timeline of Say Namaste's smartphone apps being made live. With the April 30 deadline of the government contest also coming up, it will be interesting to observe how Say Namaste's journey progresses and if it indeed matches the premonition of WhatsApp groups to become the official video conferencing tool of the Indian government. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.